This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. I'm David Michael, the editor of MyOldManSaid.com, and joining me for the last My Old Man Said podcast of 2023 to discuss the upcoming clash against Burnley, Vincent Kompany's Burnley, Mr. Chris Bird. Welcome.
Hello, mate. What a 2023 it's been.
Indeed. But can we finish with a flourish after a little...
Hopefully.
...hiccup over the Christmas week?
Hmm.
I mean, if we get beat by Burnley, oh my God, it'd be like 1 point from nine.
We're not used to this.
No, well, we are used to it, but not recently.
Historically.
Supporting the My Old Man Said podcast throughout the festive period is NordVPN, and they are offering listeners an extra 4 months free on top of cracking savings on their VPN package, which can potentially help with that festive viewing, especially if you're away from home this Christmas, as a VPN enables you to watch sporting events and TV shows by switching your virtual online location from a physical location that might not allow you to watch certain matches at certain hours. While at the same time, it also protects your online privacy on up to 6 devices. To get the exclusive package and also a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee, go to nordvpn.com/moms or check out this show's program notes as well. Thank you very much.
Villa, now they were the form team in the league going into that United game. Now they're the sixth best form team. This goes off the last six games, as form tends to be calculated on. Meanwhile, Burnley are 10th in the form league, so they're on a bit of a renaissance.
They've had a couple of good results, to be fair.
Yeah, the thing about Burnley is they're shite at home. They've lost 9 of their 10 games. They've only got 3 points at Turf Moor. But away from home, that's where they pick up the majority of their points. And they're actually unbeaten in the last two games.
Which would tell me they're not very good when they have to take the advantage, but they can be dangerous soaking up pressure and hitting on the break.
They obviously have a game plan that's starting to serve them right on their travels.
And probably suits the personnel they've got.
Yeah, I mean, their only home win was that 5-0 against Sheffield United, and Sheffield United obviously went down to 10 men fairly early doors, which fed into that result. So as long as Villa keep 11 men on the pitch, you would think... But it depends on the 11 players, because Kamara's, this is his last game out, isn't it?
It is, and Torres, you'd hope, will be back. He was on the bench at Old Trafford.
Yeah, there needs to be a bit of calm going into this game, so I think Torres would be a massive plus if he did start.
Yeah, obviously Dinya limped off, having got a whack, didn't he? He ran into the post, didn't he?
Well, no, I mean, he you won't see him again for a few months. He's got to get his next part fitted as he completes his transition into full cyborg.
Like Kraftwerk territory, isn't it? The man machine.
Yeah, no.
But not potentially the worst game to bring Moreno in for.
We are referring to all the different various metallic plates in his shoulder, his hips, which he keeps collecting with each subsequent injury. But yeah, this is a key win because it's there's a bit of pressure on this one, actually. It's not like Villa just turn up and win. I think the pressure of that consecutive wins has dropped off, which I thought would ramp up when you played Sheffield United and Burnley, because suddenly you're starting. I mean, Emery alluded to it, didn't he? I think before the Sheffield United game, where he said, you know, we shouldn't be thinking about runs and, you know, where we are in the league, etc. You've got to focus on the task in hand. And I think it's hard not to think, whoa, you know, you're looking almost two games ahead, because you're thinking, well, here we are on 15 games consecutive wins, and we've got two of the bottom three to play. So surely it's going to be 17. But I mean, as I said, I warned against this. I said, I've got a, you know, got a funny feeling.
I don't think either of us felt that confident against Sheffield United, particularly for whatever reason.
I mean, luckily we salvaged the point in the last minute, so at least it's an unbeaten run that can be maintained. So if you beat Burnley here, you're still unbeaten at home. We still have the best home record, incidentally. Only the two drop points after us. It's Newcastle, but they have actually played a game more, and they have lost two now after that thumping by Forest. I mean, I watched a bit of that, and Forest, I didn't actually see Forest score in the 20 minutes or so that I watched, but they could have scored two or three in that period. So they were rampant.
Really well.
They played very much like they did against us on the break, mm-hmm. You know, running into space. Liverpool are 2 points behind. They've won seven, drawn two, same as Arsenal. Manchester City played a game less, but they have won five, drawn three of their home games, which is not exactly title-winning form at the moment. Meanwhile, Burnley 1-2, drawn two, lost five of their aways. They are 13th best currently in terms of away games. And they'll be up for this. I mean, they decent performance against Liverpool.
And they had a really good win at Fulham last time out on the road.
Yeah, and they picked up a point at the Amex, did they not?
They did against, and I think they'll look at Villa having, if they've seen the Sheffield United and United Man U games, and they'll be thinking, tell you what, we need to go head on at Villa in this one.
Yeah.
We might actually see a team come to Villa Park and have a crack.
Yeah. What did you think about them in our first meeting at Turf Moor?
I felt we played very well and we controlled the game for long periods, to be honest. So much earlier in their, you know, Premier League tenure, I think they looked miles off the pace in that game. I think you had sort of prime DRB. Cash had a very good game. We just demolished them down the wings. You know, we had pace all over the field, but yeah, they may be a different prospect now. I think I'd expect them to be defensively better set up.
Yeah, because I had a feeling coming into this season, you've got Vincent Kompany with almost like an ideology of how he wants to play. But then
and a philosophy.
Yeah, and a philosophy. But then realism kicks in and then pragmatism kicks in. And suddenly you're thinking, we've got to survive here and maybe buy ourselves some time to go, let's say, down the path of my ideology next season once we've kind of got our feet under the table a little bit more. So I think what you're going to see this second half, because Luton beat Sheffield United and Luton seem to be the team that doesn't get wiped out.
Yeah, well, yeah, they stay in games.
Yeah, Burnley and Sheffield United have been sometimes opened up like a can of sardines, but for want of a better analogy. But they will, I think, certainly go down the path of being a bit more pragmatic here. But as you said, to their eyes, Villa may be there potentially for the taking, because there's been a little bit of a bump. And it's not like, you know, you're thinking about, we didn't win at Old Trafford. I mean, no big deal there. But the fact is we were 2-0 up. An hour in the bank, and
it's all about context, isn't it?
Against the shite United team, and against Sheffield United, we were playing a team that's, you know, won two games the season, you know, before us, and everybody was slapping them,
and we're in control of for most of the game as well.
Yeah, so there's a chance here, and I think that is the main context. They have been improving. I think playing a 4-4-2. I can't remember how they lined up against us at Turf Moor. But at home, they've been useless anyway. So and there hasn't been much variation, has there, in terms of how they've been playing, whether it's, you know, whether they're playing Liverpool, Brighton, or Fulham.
No, it's not. They're not like one of these sides who, you know, slot in a back five or whatever when they go away from home. They kind of play the way they play. Well, it's obviously going to be the modern 4-4-2. It will be a little bit more fluid, but they kind of do play with an out front two, which you don't really see that often. And Villa, age-old tormentor Jay Rodriguez coming back again.
You may remember him from West Brom, amongst other teams. Has a knack, doesn't he?
Yes.
Against the Villa.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Recent Premier League form.
We drew with him. That was the game when you couldn't even get in the ground, wasn't it?
That was before they got relegated, wasn't it?
It was under Gerrard, yeah.
End of season affair. We do normally play them in May. Was it when we got relegated? We got beat 1-0.
No, it was before the cup final. It was the year before. So we stayed up, didn't we, after, was it the Southampton fiasco?
Yeah, that was it. We'd got the points in the bank and then just basically looked forward to the FA Cup. Yeah, and we got beat by Burnley 1-0 at Villa Park. That was the last time. And the time before that, I mean, you got to look back to 1973 when we lost at Villa Park against them.
Yeah, I remember a League Cup game against them. I remember a 5-1 actually under O'Neill. Was it
5-2?
5-2, sorry, it was. It was the week before we played the cup final.
Do a bit of that now, actually.
We could. We really need a... Yeah, we need a not necessarily a statement win, but certainly a real... It will just calm everyone down and it will make everyone think, yeah, do you know what? The momentum's still moving, a little blip rather than a real kind of bump. Because we said in the post-Man U that you don't want that little period, especially the Man U result and the manner of it, you don't want it to be a sliding doors moment in the season.
Yeah.
You don't want to let things slide here. We've done so much hard work over a calendar year to get to this point. Got to see it through.
And if you beat Burnley, then the home form stacks up. You've played a good load of teams, like top-level teams, seen them off. And you've got the best home record in the league, and that says a lot. I mean, the away record at the moment, people say, you know, Villa crap away, but, you know, if they'd won at Old Trafford, no team would have won more away games at the time of recording. Five is as many as anybody's won.
My thing is really that in this one, it's our record against teams who you'd expect us to beat recently hasn't been particularly clever. If you think about, you know, Wolves, Forest, I know they were away, Bournemouth, etc., Sheffield United at home. We've been kind of hacking about a bit against the bottom sides, bar the Luton game a few months back where we kind of walked through them. So you want to put a statement against them.
Yeah, to the extent I saw a Manchester United meme where they have Villa's result against Chelsea, against Spurs, against Arsenal, against Manchester City, and then obviously their recent 3-2 win against Villa, where Villa have beaten everybody else, and they said beating Villa's not for everybody. Which is a good position to be in.
In a way. Which shows how we are perceived.
Way. Yeah, so we are perceived as a tough nut to crack. But as you quite rightly said, we have to take care of business against the teams that we should sweep away. And it's more not so that we have a defined right to, it's just that other teams do, so.
Yeah.
It's about
comparison. And it's this phrase, if we want to be where we say we want to be, you've got to be putting these sorts of sides to the sword.
Especially every now and then you're going to get away a result. Points.
Yeah, and you know, and you always get wacky results over the Christmas period. And this season, you know, we have, you know, obviously the Villa one, you know, Newcastle losing to Forest, nobody would have seen that coming. City have had a little run where they've been dropping points, etc. This is one of those games now Villa need to sort of put a marker down again and go, nah, sorry, lads, in the way that maybe in years gone by with City, if City would lose a game, you'd be saying, oh, no, you really feel for whoever's got to play them next because they're going to get it. You kind of want Burnley to be the team that gets it from Villa.
Yeah, because after this game in January, it's a soft January. You've got, apart from the FA Cup, you've just got two league games. So you need
to get people back.
Yeah, and you need to pick up point. You're playing Everton away, Newcastle at home. Both are harder than this Burnley game. So
they're tricky games.
Set them up because then it really kicks in February and March. It goes up another level because you're back into Europe again. And you know, April you've got already five games scheduled. That's just in the league. Throw in, hopefully we'll get through Europa Cup last 16. So then you've got games in April. They'll come thick and fast. You'll probably be playing, if you carry on winning in the Europa League, 6-8 games there potentially, and it's almost like the next 4 weeks are the chance to regroup, keep picking up the points, and then it's a battle royale, and you just hope that you're within shooting distance of these teams. And unfortunately, I mean, we would have been top if we just got more points against Sheffield United, Forest, and finished the job at Old Trafford. But the main thing, as well as being top, I think the main thing there was the gap on the European places, which would have given us a nice cushion. And if you got some positive results against Everton and Newcastle, then you can officially stamp your ticket for the Champions League place battle, really.
I think so, yeah. That's why the United defeat was so frustrating, because you could have put such a good marker down against the teams behind you with them all dropping points.
Yeah.
You're just getting people back in.
But in terms of the Burnley threat, I mean, we're just talking about they're sticking to their 4-4-2. They haven't got any, outstanding talisman up front, really. I mean, their top scorers, there's three players on three goals.
Sanderberg, I think, is their best player, to be honest, in midfield.
Yeah.
And with Kamara not in there, it could be an interesting battle.
Josh Brownhill's on three goals. Lyle Foster, who he's playing as one of the two up front. I mean, he's more wider. He's kind of playing that kind of secondary Diaby role, isn't he, to a certain extent?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's the same player, but he's their main goal contribution chap with three goals and three assists. Then you've got Wilson Odobert, who's also scored three as well. Jay Rodriguez, the old warhorse of 34 years old, he's chipped in with a goal.
And you know what you're going to get from him.
But will he start is another matter. I think they'll probably go with the Swiss chap. What's his name? Zeki Umdumni? And Foster up top as a two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't watched much of Burnley since we've played them. Little bits of the Liverpool game where I thought they were game in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, I don't think have they got the speed to really do what, like, for example, Forest did against us or United did against us in terms of exposing the high line?
I don't know. I think Villa are a much more controlling team.
Because that was probably one of our easiest away performances, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just the style that Burnley set. They felt a bit powder puff on the day in that one. I'd imagine they're a lot more leaner and meaner these days. A little bit more, should we say, battle hardened in the Premier League as well?
Yeah. Trafford in goal. He's had a bit of a baptism of fire, to be honest.
Well, I mean, you're going to, aren't you, in your newly promoted side? And of course, we've got Aaron Ramsey coming back to Villa. Potentially playing against his brother if he gets on. I don't think he's been playing all that much, to be honest.
Yeah, he came on against Liverpool, though.
Mm-hmm.
He came on against Brighton as well and got subbed off. I think he went off injured. How much did we get for Ramsey again?
14 million, wasn't it? A great deal.
Yeah, he's only started two games. He's come off the bench seven times, so nine appearances all in. Only played 257 minutes, but did come off the bench against Liverpool, so we may see him to thank him for those £14 million.
I'm still surprised
we got that much for him, really, because he barely kicked a ball for the first team. Mum's pool panel result.
It's harder to predict this now than it should have been. I do think ultimately we'll win this one, but it could go one of two ways. We can either batter them, or I think they'll make it horrendously hard for us. And you could see a similar game to Sheffield United.
Problem about Villa, as I said in a previous show, is they're making every game hard work recently.
And they have been recently.
You can't keep winning games. You're taken to the wire. You have got to have a comfortable
relying on marginal gains.
Yeah, he may resist not playing two deep sitters in this. I don't know if that compromises how we play.
Well, we did that against Sheffield United, didn't he? He played Louise, but he played Diaby and Bailey. But then, of course, we lacked any kind of thrust off the bench. It's suggesting you want to get the job done, and that's fine. Yeah. I'm all for that. Maybe knowing you've got a week off in between Burnley and then the trip to Borough. So it's like, well, give me a big effort against Burnley and I'll give you a few days off. Might be the plan.
Yeah, but to be honest, I was more cautious about against Sheffield United than I am here, so I'm going to go for the home win, and it needs to be a home win, so there's no conversation to be had. It's a home win.
Home win it is, then.
Right, this has been 2023. See you in 2024.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.